Surely Hussein is the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamun Alaikum. This is today's special. We're going to speak about the movement of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. I invite you to listen to this episode of today's special. Accept our condolences on martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him.
As-salamu alayka ya Sayyida Shuhada. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Today, Wednesday, is the 12th of Muharram, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 19th of Mordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 10th of August, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar.
Though a youth with high prospect, duties he did not neglect, abandoned hopes to protect the faith that he did respect. Through sacrifice, though a youth with high prospects, duties he did not neglect, abandoned hopes to protect the faith that he did respect. Through sacrifice,
the Imam is given poison. Imam Zainul Abidin enjoyed great popularity. The people spoke with admiration about his knowledge, his jurisprudence, and his acts of worship. The Imam occupied the hearts and feelings of the people. This situation frightened the Umayyads, especially as it concerns as Walid ibn Abdul Malik, who was the most spiteful toward the Imam. Walid said, "I cannot have a rest as long as Ali ibn al-Hussein is in this world." When Walid became king, he decided to assassinate the Imam. He sent poison to his governor of Medina and ordered him to mix the poison with liquid and give it to the Imam to drink. The poison reached on Imam's body and he suffered severe pain. The Imam remained on the bed of illness for some days. He complained to Allah of this and asked him for forgiveness and good pleasure. He asked Allah for forgiveness and good pleasure. The people crowded to visit him, and he, peace be upon him, praised and lauded Allah for providing him with martyrdom at the hand of the most wicked creature. سید عباس رضویان.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدلله رب العالمین. السلام علیک یا ابا عبدالله. May our peace and salutations be upon you, Imam Hussein. I send my condolences to you, brothers and sisters, for the tragic event of Karbala. We were talking about benefiting truly from Ziyarat Ashura, this great gift from our fifth Imam, Imam Muhammad al-Baqir, alayhi salam. Today we're going to talk about the last station, the spiritual journey that we were talking about. That first, the first part was bala, meaning that calamity that happened upon Imam Hussein. The second part is having huzn and grief for this bala. And the third is aligning ourselves, our mind, body, and soul with Imam Hussein. The fourth part is after we do this, we take these necessary steps during Muharram or during throughout the year. We ask Allah to make us reach al-maqam al-mahmud, the praiseworthy station. As we read in Ziyarat al-Ashura, وَأَسْأَلُهُ أَن يُبَلِّغَنِي الْمَقَامَ الْمَحْمُودَ لَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ I ask him to make me attain the praiseworthy status that you enjoin with Allah. What is al-maqam al-mahmud? The praiseworthy status in the Quran is for the Holy Prophet of Islam. In some of the narrations, it says that he has the capability of intercession, and that is what is meant, because he will intercede in the behalf of the sinners and will help them to attain heaven. Two, it is the position that the Holy Prophet had, and that is his true maqam, his true status will be noticed and apparent in the hereafter. As you know, the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, their real status, who they really are, will be shown in the hereafter. There are very few people that can understand who they are, but in the reality of the matter is, they'll be shown in the hereafter. So Imam Hussein, the Prophet of Islam, has this maqam. The Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, they have this maqam. And in this ziyarat, we ask Allah for us to reach this maqam. We are taught that pray for things that are very, very high, even though we might think of ourselves not fit for this position, but we're asked to pray, give us maqam al-mahmud. Now what happens when a person reaches maqam al-mahmud? What happens when he does grieve for Imam Hussein? He takes his actions and aligns it with Imam Hussein. What happens to such a person? He reaches complete heaven. His life becomes heaven. And he begins to enjoy life. He begins to enjoy his spirituality. And that is the entire purpose of all this worship that we're doing. That is the purpose of reciting Ziyarat al-Ashura, so we can get an elevated position. And what happens when somebody reaches that elevated position? They will be completely joyful, completely happy. They'll reach complete sa'adat.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio. People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. The socio-political situation of the time of the Imam, the 34-year period of imamate of Imam Zainul Abidin, peace be upon him, witnessed the despotic rule of a series of Umayyad despots. However, because of the great impact of the tragedy of Karbala, the caliphs did not dare to openly insult Islam. Moreover, for a period of 10 years following the death of the tyrant Yazid in 63 AH, the Umayyads were almost on the verge of collapse. In such adverse circumstances, Imam Zainul Abidin, peace be upon him, ably guided the Muslim Ummah, the Islamic community, were passing through an intellectual and ideological crisis. The Umayyad promoted corruption. All sorts of vices became widespread in the society. The fourth Imam dauntlessly embarked on training a group of scholars in order to pave the ground for revival of Islam. He familiarized people with the lofty ideals of Islam through supplications to Allah Almighty. Here is a piece of advice from the Imam to the people through his disciple Abu Hamza Thumali. Avoid association with the sinful and wrongdoers. Avoid cooperation with the oppressive and contact with the corrupt people. Keep distance from them and beware that whoever opposes the divine leaders and follows a religion other than that of Allah, he or she will go to hell.
The fourth Imam kept the memory of the tragedy of Karbala alive. Whenever he would drink water, he would burst into tears in recalling the thirst of his father and the martyrs of Karbala. One day, when someone asked him how his grief would come to its end, he replied, "Prophet Jacob, who had 12 sons, on losing only one son, wept so bitterly that he became blind. But I have witnessed the killing of my father, my brother, my uncles, and 17 of my kinsmen, whose dismembered bodies were spread on the ground. So how can my sorry end?"
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Abdullah. وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار فلا جعله الله آخر العهد من زيارتك السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام
The personality of Imam Zain al-Abidin, peace be upon him, unmasked Umayyad hypocrisy as he revealed their crimes against humanity by saying, "We were treated like the Israelites in the time of the pharaohs. They killed our men and led our women alive. The Arabs, despite acknowledging the superiority of the Quraysh, subjected us to utmost atrocities. Despite the fact that we were the children of the noblest of them, Prophet Muhammad, the fourth Imam was martyred through a fatal dose of poison given by Walid ibn Abdul Malik and was laid to rest in Baqi Cemetery of Medina beside his uncle, Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, peace be upon him.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa binasta'in. Imam Sajjad al-Islam held the post of Imamate for 34 years. In addition to his collection of really insightful prayers, better known as As-Sahifat al-Kamilat al-Sajjadiyya, Imam Sajjad al-Islam constantly reminded people of the tragic martyrdom of his father, Imam al-Husayn al-Islam. And in this way, by shedding tears over the martyrdom of Imam al-Husayn al-Islam, and at the sight or at the time of hearing the name of Imam al-Husayn al-Islam, or even when Imam al-Sajjad al-Islam noticed, for example, a bowl of water somewhere, Imam al-Sajjad al-Islam started shedding tears, and based on seeing or noticing such things, like, for example, some water or something else, Imam al-Sajjad al-Islam used to remind the people of the martyrdom of Imam al-Husayn al-Islam. And in this way, because, the political situation was very critical for Imam al-Sajjad al-Islam and rather insecure, Imam al-Sajjad al-Islam used to revive the memory of Imam al-Husayn al-Islam by shedding tears. And because of this, we can say that shedding tears at that time was a sign of political defiance in contrast to the willingness and to the whims of the Umayyad and then Marwanid dynasty and the agents who were against the line of Imam al-Husayn al-Islam. Imam al-Sajjad al-Islam once indicated that he was really unassisted, and once he mentioned that there were barely 20 persons who deserved to be called the staunch Shiites and the staunch defenders of the Ahl al-Bayt in Mecca and Medina. Thank you.
Con- condolences to all Muslims all around the world on the month of Muharram when Imam Hussein alayhi salam was martyred in the land of Karbala. Dear friend, inshallah, we continue our discussion on the next episode of today's special. Until then, wassalamu alaikum.
Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati wa mamati wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.